Well, next to Rome, where thousands of mourners have been filing past the coffin of Pope Francis, the Pope who died on Monday morning is lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica. His funeral will take place on Saturday. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell has been talking to some of those who were in Rome to pay their respects.
It's our first day in Rome now. We're staying nearby. We arrived on Saturday, but on Monday we heard the news that the Pope has passed away. So we had planned a visit, so we're in today, and as you can see, the whole place is buzzing.
We had seen him on the TV, though, and we did comment at home in Dublin how sick he looked and how unwell he looked, and the fact he went out Easter Sunday also to go out to the crowds was quite amazing, and to think the next day he passed away. There's a lot of setting up security and a lot of camera work, obviously, to show the event.
I thought it was going to be unusual. I thought there was not going to be too many people here.
I think people are very friendly and nice, very respectful, which is always nice to experience when you're traveling. And it's just by chance that we're here, and we thought we still have time, so we try and queue. We're flying back home today. Yeah.
Well, I suppose I'm on a 2-week break from work, and I said I'd come and do a bit of soul searching. I left the family at home, the kids and my wife. And yeah, I'd recommend it to anyone. It's amazing. It's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful city. It's very busy. I mean, there are thousands upon thousands of people around, but it's very subdued. There's a real sense of, I don't know, honour about the place. I suppose he was a great man in a lot of senses. He was modern. He was accepting of, you know, the current society we're in, and he was a very encouraging Pope. I'm not all that religious myself, but I really admired him, and gave me a lot of food for thought, so God be good to him.
We're over here just for a couple of days until Friday, unfortunately.
And you're queuing to get in to see the Pope's body now, the first day that viewing has been open. Is it important to you to do something like this when you are in Rome and when you have the opportunity at such an unusual time?
Absolutely, and I think it's equally as important to the kids to be learning and to seeing this, and for them then in years to come to bring these memories back to their own kids.
Of course, it's very important for, especially coming from a strong Catholic family. We try to come to these places most years, so especially coming to see him of an Easter weekend and the tragedy coming out like the way he did. We seen him the day before he died, and then the next day he passed away, so it was very, very sad news. There's thousands of people coming to see this Pope's body with the help of God, so
it's an incredible atmosphere here today as well.
It's absolutely packed. You can't get nowhere. We hired a car. You can't get through the streets. You can't get no transportation. We try to get taxis. We can't get nowhere. He's come all the way from Wales to see him. This is Tyson Fury's first cousin, John Fury.
And John, you travelled from Wales for this?
Yes. I'm glad I come here and seen him before he died, to be honest with you. It's unbelievable. Atmosphere is unbelievable. The presence of God here, unbelievable. Honestly.
We went to the Phoenix Park to see Pope Francis in Ireland, and we walked from the Naas Road to Phoenix Park and back, and it was nice, and it's very emotional to be here now when he has passed.
Yeah, we came over for holidays there Sunday night, or Sunday morning, and we're actually in the Basilica on Monday when news broke that Pope Francis had died. Yeah, so I wouldn't be religious now, but I actually felt quite emotional, and you could see people realising through the crowds that this had happened, so yeah, I'll never forget it anyway, I'll put it that way. So,
let's go live now to Fiona in Rome. Fiona, can you paint the scene for us as people queued to pay their last respects?
Well, Rachel, there really are huge queues here in Rome today. There's never a complete understanding until an event like this begins of just how many people will turn out. There had been an anticipation that a lot of people would want to come to pay their respects, but really from very shortly after the Basilica was opened to the public, large crowds started to form. Now, while it is incredibly busy and it is a very warm day here in Rome at the moment, so lots of people standing out in the Roman sunshine. It is also, as one man there described it, quite subdued. Some people I spoke to had started to join a queue very far down, and they were quite worried about how long they might have to be there. But it is all moving quite swiftly, well organised. People are being checked as they come through. Bags are being checked as people come through. And everything is moving relatively swiftly. That, of course, an attempt to get as many many people through as possible, because I think there's a real understanding now that those numbers will continue over the coming days. In fact, they could even increase.
The Vatican has published some details today of Friday's ceremony. That's when Pope Francis' coffin will be closed before the funeral.
Yes, well, the final viewing public will leave St. Peter's Basilica at 7 o'clock Rome time on Friday night. And then 1 hour later, the Vatican has announced that Cardinal Kevin Farrell, of course, born in Dublin, the Camerlengo of the Church, he will preside over the rite of closing Pope Francis' coffin at 8 o'clock Rome time. So just an hour after the public has left. Now, the Vatican says that the ceremony will follow the usual protocols and that it will be a private ceremony. And that, of course, happens ahead of events on Saturday. And alongside those crowds are gathering today, going into St. Peter's Basilica to pay their respects, we also have workmen in front of the Basilica itself starting to set up for that funeral on Saturday, because, of course, that in itself is a huge endeavour, trying to prepare for the VIPs who are going to arrive in and also build the outside altar. So all of that going on at the moment. Things very, very busy, and security definitely tightening as each day goes by. That's something that will tighten, particularly on Friday night, once the last of the public has left the Basilica.
Fiona, thanks indeed. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell reporting there from Rome. We'll